This is KUTX 98.9. Art Levy here, and Moon Tower Comedy Festival is taking over Austin this weekend. I'm joined by comedian Ari Shaffir. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on the Texas campus.
You bet. And Ari Shaffir, of course, taking part in Moon Tower this weekend. He also has a show on Comedy Central called This Is Not Happening, as well as a podcast called Skeptic Tank. And I've listened to your podcast a few times now, and I know you have a fair amount of music in your podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like to put some sort of thematic music.
Yeah. Where do you kind of come from musically?
I got into Top 40, but that was like a departure from my family. I felt like I was the first one to discover Top 40, like Casey Kasem on Sunday mornings, listening to the entire Top 40. And then my sister got into cooler music, like Information Society. I remember that was like a band. I was like, what is this? And then, but I didn't really get into way into it until I was delivering pizzas for Domino's, and then I discovered like an alt radio station in DC, WHFS, and they played stuff like Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins, and I was like, oh yeah, man. I've just been in there forever.
And that's that's kind of a perfect job for music, you know, just kind of driving around, listening,
flipping stations until you find something that fits for you.
Yeah, and
I loved it. So solitary.
Do you kind of view, I've talked to some comedians before, and there is kind of similarities between kind of the comedian lifestyle and, you know, musician lifestyle, very kind of solitary touring around. Did you ever want to try your hand at music at all?
Were you ever in bands? No, I have a terrible voice. I actively avoid karaoke. People are like, no, try it. I'm like, trust me. I get up there and try it, and people are like, ugh. Like, it turns off the bar.
Even in karaoke, where that's kind of
understood. It's just bad. It's bad. So unless I take lessons or something, I just accept that I'm not going to be that guy who does it. I'll enjoy karaoke. I'll go with people. I'll sing in the shower. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't come out right.
Now, the reason why we brought Ari Shaffir in today is to talk about guilty pleasures, and you have a few here. Any of these songs that you sing to yourself in the shower at all?
I did. Some of those I did, for sure. That Ace of Base song, that got in my head big. I lived in Israel for a while. Uh-huh. I was religious as a Jew, and that song hit Europe. The sign hit Europe and played like 6-8 months on the radio, like heavy radio play, until everybody got sick of it. Then I came back to America, and then it just started in America. So I had about a year and a half of hearing Ace of Base as the sign. And it was too much, but it got deep in there, in my head.
Nowadays, with the internet, I don't know if guilty pleasures are a thing anymore so much.
Because with Spotify, you don't get it. You don't have like, oh, this is a bad song because of my station. You only get the songs you like. Mm-hmm. So there's no like guilty pleasure. I asked her when she asked me, like, think of songs. I'm like, well, they're done. Guilty pleasures are done.
So, but you would still maybe be, I don't know. I don't know if embarrassed is the right word, but embarrassed to be caught singing this somewhere.
Yeah, the Everclear song would probably be bad.
Well, let's get to that in a second. Let's hear Ace of Base, the sign, here on KUTX 98.9.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ace of Base.
Yeah, I forgot how it ends like that. So it's
just,
so sweet.
Just ends.
Yeah. I saw the sign. And then boom, done. It's such an uplifting song. I forgot about it. I forgot how nice it was.
It is. It kinda,
no one's ever going to get...
I feel like so much of, at least 90s pop music, was like major key, happy. It was the night, like, yeah. Everything was happy.
Everything was good. It really is weird how it comes out of a time period that, you know, it was after Reagan, I guess, and the world was doing great. But that's 90s pop. But then you had, like, The Cure, which is, like, the opposite of that.
It's right, like, and grunge. Yeah. This is KUTX 98.9, Art Levy with comedian Ari Shaffir. In town for Moontower Comedy Fest this weekend, talking about guilty pleasures. Now, your next song, this one especially, this next one that you picked is, at least to me, was a huge song. You picked Everclear, Father of Mine.
Yeah, it was a huge song, right?
Man, and for me, my name was Art. The lead singer's name is Art.
Art Alexakis.
Yeah, and that was like, blew my mind. I was like, wait, you can be in a band and be named Art? Like, because, you know, nobody's named Art.
Yeah, and he was cool looking too.
Yeah, he was totally cool looking.
Yeah. I remember reading about him and they were saying how he had just these deals ready where it's like he was such a good guitarist and musician. They were like, hey, find a band. We'll sign you.
Huh.
Yeah, and then he just did. He built Everclear around that.
What was the first time you remember hearing that song?
I don't remember the first time here. Well, let me see where I was then. Maybe a little before that. I think this was in when I was stealing BMG and Columbia House CDs all the time.
Oh, the Columbia House.
Yeah, where I worked in a campus job where we had to give out packages. So we would just order these packages to like bathroom and like closets and stuff. We were the ones logging them in. So we would get these packages and we're like, oh, hey, who's Anne Arundel? And somebody was like, that's me. Like, who's Mrs. Fields? Like, oh, that one's me. We would just steal our stuff. And I got that Everclear album from that. But recently, well, I'll say this afterwards. How about that?
Okay, let's hear it. Everclear, Father of Mine, KUTX.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes. My whole world is up here. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away. We'll be right back.
Everclear, Father of Mine, classic guilty pleasure.
My friend told me recently, this guy I trust on like music and art in general, this guy Jarek Grody, and he recently posted like Everclear was a garbage band, and I was like, what? No. And then it hit me. I was like, were they? He goes, yeah, they had no musical. It was just bad. I was like, ah, but well, I really like it.
Especially as you get older, there's kind of like, at least for me, Everclear was like, I was middle school. I mean, that was a huge band for me. And
yeah, but like people,
you hit high school and college and people start ragging on them and you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to like that.
Yeah, it's like if you like Bieber when you were younger, mm-hmm. I'm sure, and you get older, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it hits you like what I liked was just what it was put on. Like I didn't have refined tastes yet.
Of course.
But I still like it. I can't see the difference now.
I know. And there's something kind of, freeing in the fact that I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. I'm still going to like this
song. And it reminds you of a time and place probably too. Just mm-hmm. a child, even a feeling. Even if you don't know where you were when it came out, you're still like, there's just good memories associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It reminds me of alt-rock radio
mm-hmm.
before internet and everything, where I just had to sit by the radio and wait for it to come on so I could get excited. Like, I didn't have the CD yet.
Oh, yeah.
I would just kind of wait for it to come on.
I used to call radio stations, request songs, and sit with a tape deck recorder waiting for them to play it and then hit record so I could have that song later. You ever do that?
Yeah.
And I would request songs sometimes. I heard about Oingo Boingo, and uh-huh. I request a song, like, hey, do you have a... whatever, and I request, and they were like, what? Like, I don't think it had been released yet. I think I'd heard an album from someone and requested one of the songs off the album. And they're like, no. I think they just laughed at me. How dare you? Everclear, it was in the second wave, or maybe third wave grunge, where mm-hmm. the first wave was like Mudhoney, was like the people who you know looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had like Nirvana, maybe even Pearl Jam. They might be a little later, but like maybe even Pearl Jam. But a few of these, and then you had third wave, which was just mimicking the people that were like influenced by the originators. And that was like Seven Mary Three.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have all the tenets of grunge, but it was like, you're not doing it right.
There's something icky about it.
Yeah.
Well, Ari Shaffir in town for Moon Tower Comedy Fest this weekend. Also has a Comedy Central show called This Is Not Happening.
It's on YouTube. If you guys want to check out the YouTube clips, there's unedited clips. If you go, This Is Not Happening playlist. There's all these unedited, like long-form version of these stories that you guys will really like that I make sure to put out there.
And also a podcast called Skeptic Tank. Ari, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Reminding me of these songs. It's going to take a month to get out of my head now.
You bet. This is KUTX.
We saw the sign.